Okay, today I'd like to teach you a new method. That is contemplation on feeling. This is under Vedana Nupassana Satipatthana. On first day, we have learned how to be mindful of our bodily movement as well as four elements meditation. Right? All these two are under body contemplation. Today is a second foundation, that is contemplate for the foundation of contemplation on feeling. Establish your mindfulness on feeling. Why contemplation of feeling becomes such important and become one of the four foundations of mindfulness, one of the satipatthana. We have chattaro satipatthana, four foundations of mindfulness. Why feelings become so important, it become one of the foundation? Because in the dependent origination, paticca samuppada, Buddha said, every morning we recite paticca samuppada. Avijja paccaya sankhara, sankhara paccaya vijnana, vijnana paccaya nammarupam, nammarupa paccaya salayatana, salayatana paccaya paso, pasa paccaya vedana, vedana paccaya tanha. Feeling conditioned craving, and craving condition upadanam, clinging, clinging condition becoming karma activity, and once karma perform, it leave behind karmic energy. When this karmic energy ripen, then it produce new birth, new five aggregate. New coming into beings. And when there is birth, there is aging, sickness, death, lamentation, sorrow, despair, and so on. Thus arises a whole mess of suffering. Therefore, feeling, condition, craving, and craving is the origin of suffering. Now, according to Four Noble Truths, craving is also origin of suffering. And if we want to tackle the craving, we also must understand what condition craving to arise. Precisely feeling. Precisely feeling condition craving to arise. Therefore, it becomes such an important meditation subject that all feelings need to be contemplated. This is the reason why we should contemplate feelings. In this Vedana Nupassana Satipatthana, Buddha said there are three types of feelings. Number one is Dukkha Vedana, pleasant feeling. Number two, Dukkha Vedana, unpleasant feeling. Number three, Adukha Masukha Vedana, neither pleasant nor unpleasant. We have these three types of feeling, but we only can experience one at a time. So, let me explain to you first what are these feelings. Pleasant feeling, let's say pleasant feeling. Pleasant feeling, the characteristic of pleasant feeling is to be felt. And its function is to experience the desirable aspect of objects. We have six types of objects, right? What are the six types of objects? Visible object. When the eyes see something. So the eyes see visible object. For example, a man sees a beautiful woman. So does he feel pleasant or not? We better ask men, do you feel pleasant? Yes, okay. When a woman see a handsome man, do you feel pleasant? So, 半斤八两, 不用笑他们, 哈。 不用笑他们, 哈, 一样的, 哈。 It's called natural, because we still have lust, right? Okay, so when the eyes come to contact with visible object, a beautiful woman or a handsome man, so this handsome or beautiful woman is the desirable aspect of the object, of the visible object, right? Okay, but if it's an ugly woman or ugly man, then it's called undesirable aspect of the man or of the woman, right? So when a man's eyes come to contact with this desirable beauty of the woman, so what he feels pleasant, so this pleasant feelings experience, this pleasant feeling experience the beauty or desirable aspect of that woman. This is a function of feeling. Another example, you may not be clear now. When you take delicious food, when a delicious food touch your tongue, so delicious food has its desirable aspect of delicious food has its desirable aspect, right? So what fuels the delicious food? What fuels the delicious food? Pleasant feeling. So at that moment, when you taste a pleasant, delicious food, so it's a pleasant feeling, sukha vedana, experience that desirable aspect of the food. Is that pleasant feeling yourself or not? Is it pleasant feeling similar as self or not? Please answer. No. So when you eat, when you taste something delicious, then you have pleasant feeling, then you should remember, it's not I feel pleasant. Then who feels pleasant? Pleasant feeling itself. Pleasant feeling itself. And pleasant feeling is not a permanent self. Okay? So the function of the pleasant feeling is experience. Desirable aspect of the six object. Just now we mentioned one object, visible object. The second object is sound. Sound. So when somebody, let's say somebody praise you, somebody praise you and you feel so pleasant, like float in the sky. So at that time, who experienced that pleasantness of that sound, of that praise? Answer me loudly. Yes, pleasant feeling. Is it pleasant feeling yourself or not? No. Why pleasant feeling is not yourself? But sometimes when you feel somebody praise you, you feel really pleasant. Do you contemplate that pleasant feeling? Or do you think that I feel so pleasant? Which one? For most people, they feel that I feel so pleasant. They forget to contemplate that it's pleasant feeling itself feels the desire of that praise. Right? Or do you feel that it's a pleasant feeling feels the praise? Most of the yogis, for majority, we identify that pleasant feeling as myself. Simply because no one teach us pleasant feeling is not myself. Okay? So the third object is what? First is visible object. The eye come to contact with visible object. Second, the nose. The ear hears the desirable praise. This is the second object. What's the third object? Nose. The nose smell the fragrance. Okay. So when you smell the fragrance of flowers. You feel really pleasant. Or when the, you feel really pleasant, at that moment, is I feel the pleasant, the desirable aspect of the flowers, or the pleasant feeling experiencing the desirable aspect of the flower? Which one? Pleasant feeling. Pleasant feeling. So this is the third object. The number fourth object is tongue. Tongue. So tongue contact with what we call taste. Okay, taste. So when you taste something very delicious, so at that moment you feel so pleasant. So here I want to add in one thing. The manifestation of a pleasant feeling is to thrill the whole body, make the whole body and mind excited. This is the manifestation of the feeling, of the pleasant feeling. So when you taste very delicious food, let's say durian, Mao San Wang, okay? Or Mao San Wang is not famous here. Here famous is Heizhi. Okay, Heizhi is much more famous in Penang. Okay? So when the tongue tastes the delicious durian, you feel so pleasant. And the body feel excited. So the body and mind feel excited. This is the manifestation of the pleasant feeling. Okay, so the function of feeling is experiencing the desirable aspect of that durian. At the same time, the pleasant feeling thrills the whole mind and body, and you feel so delighted. Okay, then the fifth object is what? Tangible. Tangible object means the bodily contact with softness, smoothness, hardness, coldness, hot, and so on. This is called tangible object. So sometimes when you wear something, fine material, clothing, so your body feel really pleasant, right? Because of fine material. So at that time, it's a pleasant feeling feels the or experience the desirable aspect of that fine material. And because of that unpleasant feeling thrills the whole body, you feel very pleasant. The whole body becomes delighted, delightful. So the manifestation of the feeling is to thrill, make the body delighted, delightful. Okay, then the last object is mental object. Mental object. So although we cannot become the president of America, but we can daydreaming. We can daydream, right? One day I will become the president of America and well-known in the world. So when you think of this, we feel very pleasant. What you cannot achieve in this life, all can be achieved in your dream, right? So you can do daydreaming and make yourself very pleasant. So at this time, also pleasant feeling feels the desirable aspect of your beautiful dream. And when you think of some beautiful dream, now your body become very light and very delightful. This is a manifestation of pleasant feeling. Okay, so that we are six type. We have six type of object. Let us repeat. Number one, visible object. Second, sound. Third, smell. Fourth, taste. Fifth, tangible body. Body contact with the tangible. Number the six, mental object. Okay. So each object, six object, we have six object. Each object has its pleasant aspect. Has its desirable aspect. And who experience that desirable aspect of feeling? That desirable aspect of the object. Everybody please answer. Yes. Pleasant feeling experience the desirable aspect of the six object. Okay. So it's the only object, all six object not only has desirable aspect. This six object also has also have their own undesirable aspect, right? So, for example, ugly woman, as I say, is undesirable object. So when you see an ugly woman, so you feel unpleasant because so ugly. So you feel unpleasant, then the whole body like shrink. Whole body, mind and body shrink. So at this time, who experiencing that undesirable aspect of that ugly woman? Yes, you all are very smart, good. Can pick up very fast. Unpleasant feeling, experience the undesirable aspect of that ugly woman. Okay, so now somebody abuse you. This abusive word is undesirable, right? So when the abusive word come to contact with the ear, I feel very unpleasant. So if I say, I feel very unpleasant, am I right or am I wrong? Wrong. How should I say? Unpleasant feeling feels undesirable aspect of that abusive word. Now this correct discernment. I is just a conventional truth. If you see that unpleasant feeling as I, then you have the wrong view, personal view, identity view. Okay? So when you smell something very bad, at times you feel very unpleasant. At that moment, unpleasant feeling feels the unpleasant aspect of that bad smell. Same as the taste, same as the tangible. When you sit, for example, when you sit on the cushion for a long time, more than 1 hour, then pain starts to arise. Do you feel comfortable or you feel discomfort? Who feel the discomfort? Yes, very good. Can pick up very fast. Very, how to call, easy to teach. Okay. So whenever you feel painful, you should contemplate unpleasant feeling. Feel the pain, not myself. So you don't have to hate yourself. Okay, there's no self to be hated. No one you should hate. It's just an unpleasant feeling feels the pain. And this unpleasant feeling, the manifestation, the manifestation of unpleasant feeling is to make your mind and body shrink, like wither, like a flower wither away. This is a manifestation of unpleasant feeling. Okay? Okay, then when you sometimes the mind, think of the past, unhappy childhood, or you think of somebody who is not friendly with you, who always make problem with you. So at that moment you feel so unpleasant. And how should you contemplate? Unpleasant feeling feels the unpleasant mental object. So if you have this type of view, you have the right view. If you think that I feel so unpleasant when I think of him, then this is called wrong view, identity view. You identify unpleasant feeling as I, as myself. This is wrong view. As a meditator, as a yogi, the first task we should do is to eradicate wrong view. Otherwise, you are not going to make progress in Vipassana meditation. And it's the wrong view of self, it's the identity view, Sakkaya Ditthi, that bring us to the four woeful states, not other things. No? It's the Sakkaya Ditthi, identity view, personality view that bring us to the four woeful states. If you eradicate identity view, Sakkaya Ditthi, you are free from falling down to four woeful states. And after that, you can enjoy your life in the heaven or in the human realm. No need to worry, fall into four woeful states. Okay. So what's the next feeling? We say we have three type of feeling: pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling. Number third, neither pleasant nor unpleasant feeling. Okay. So when you meet with some stranger, now you meet with some stranger, you don't know him well, what type of feeling you have? Neutral. This is called neither pleasant nor unpleasant. So this stranger has its aspect of neither pleasant nor unpleasant, right? So at that moment, neither pleasant nor unpleasant feeling experiencing that neither pleasant nor unpleasant aspect of that stranger. Same thing. When you hear something which is neither praise you nor abuse you, just a sound. So at that time, the object is called neutral object, right? Called neither pleasant nor unpleasant sound. So at that moment, neither pleasant nor unpleasant feeling experience neither pleasant nor unpleasant aspect of that sound. Okay, is it clear? Can follow? Yeah. You can follow well, but when pain comes, you immediately forget. I'm so painful. I'm so painful. You forget to say, unpleasant feeling feels unpleasant. Right? Right. Why? Because it's our habitual reaction without mindfulness. All the time we react in this way. When pain comes, we say, oh my goodness, you know, the pain is going to kill me. This is called habitual reaction. Even though you can understand, you can follow my class very well, but when pain comes, you immediately forget. Now, therefore, you need what? Mindfulness first. You need mindfulness first. How Buddha teach this Vedana Nupassana Satipatthana? Buddha said, when a bhikkhu experiencing a pleasant feeling, he knows he is experiencing a pleasant feeling. You see, the statement is so short. How to contemplate? Therefore, this is the reason many people don't want to read sutta, because cannot understand. Very difficult to understand. Buddha say, when a bhikkhu experiencing a pleasant feeling, he knows he experiencing a pleasant feeling. To us, nothing special. But there are so many things inside that need to be explained. First, you must understand what is pleasant feeling first. Just now, I have already explained to you what is pleasant feeling. Now, in order to know, he said, pajjanati, he knows he is experiencing pleasant feeling. Knows means pajjanati. Pajjanati is together with mindfulness. And in the first day, on the first day, I already explained to you what's mindfulness. Mindfulness is simply aware. For example, pleasant feeling arises. During meditation, some people may experience pleasant feeling, joy, some joy, qing an, and rapture, pity. So at that time, he is experiencing a pleasant feeling. He must know first. This is called mindfulness. Aware of it. Be mindful of it. Pay attention to it. This is called mindfulness. Then, the attitude of mindfulness is what? I have mentioned, the attitude of mindfulness is do not pass judgment. Or do not react. Do not react with pleasant feeling. Do not react to pleasant feeling with attachment. Because pleasant feeling trigger craving, right? When you feel pleasant, for example, when your eyes see a beautiful woman, I don't think people will shut the eyes. They want to see more and more, right? Therefore, pleasant feeling trigger the craving. So, but if you have mindfulness, you do not react with craving. Even though you feel rapture, joy, you know, a lightness, it is automatic for the mind to attach to something very pleasant. It's automatic. But with mindfulness, you don't react in that way. with mindfulness, you know, oh, pleasant feeling has arisen in me. You do not attach to it. This is called mindfulness. Once you attach to it, then you lose the mindfulness. Then the greed arises. When the greed arises, how to contemplate? You shift contemplation of feeling to contemplation of mind, which I will teach day after tomorrow. Okay. So when you experience a pleasant feeling, you know with mindfulness, pleasant feeling has arisen in me, without react to it with attachment or clinging. So how to see? Okay, this first point. The second point, the mindfulness sees pleasant feeling as pleasant feeling. Let's say when pleasant feeling arises in you and you are not aware of that pleasant feeling, then what is your mental state? How you regard that pleasant feeling? Please listen one more time. When pleasant feeling arises in you, whether you eat something very pleasant, or you hear something very pleasant, or you see something very pleasant, or you experience your meditation with a lot of pleasantness, and you are not mindful, of that pleasant feeling, what happened to your mind? Craving is one. Another one. Craving attachment is the same thing. What's another one? React with what? Action. Okay? It's also, so we make karma. Okay? We make karma. When we make karma, what happens? The karma leaks karmic energy. And when this karmic energy ripens, then it will cause new birth. New birth to arise. When there's birth, there's aging, sickness, and death. Thus follow the whole stops of suffering. Okay? So one is craving, another one we make karma. Then, there's another very important one. It's also very common. It's also very common you cannot answer. When you cannot answer, it means that you never think of it. Right? Otherwise, you sure you can answer. Although just now I keep on repeat again and again, again and again, and you can answer me very well. But when I counter attack, you cannot answer me. Okay. Very hot already, okay. Cool down, okay. So when I experience a pleasant feeling, if I'm not aware of that pleasant feeling, I'm not mindful of it. Pleasant feeling. One is craving, come, follow after. Second one, make action. Third one, which I think the most important, also as important as it triggered the craving, is we immediately identify that pleasant feeling as myself. Just now I keep on telling you already, right? In the beginning, you all can answer very well. Why now you cannot answer? So when pleasant feeling arises in me, if I'm not mindful, let's say I eat something very delicious. I eat durian, I eat something very delicious. I'm not mindful. So don't you think that you are the person, you are the one who eats? You are the one who experience the pleasant aspect of that delicious things. Definitely, you will think, I am the one who experiencing that pleasant aspect of the food, right? Yes or no? Yes. Simply because we are not mindful. So the moment we are not mindful of the arising of the feeling, what happened? First, we identify feeling is myself, right? For everyone, as long as you are not Arya, as long as you are not a noble person, we immediately identify that pleasant feeling as myself. And when we identify that pleasant feeling as myself, we enhance wrong view of self. Right or not? Huh? We enhance, we strengthen the perception of self, make the wrong view of self even stronger and stronger. So this is the first desirable as result. Second, if we are not mindful when there's a pleasant feeling arises in us, then this pleasant feeling triggers craving. We crave for the pleasant feeling to arise. For example, meditation, every time you feel really pleasant. Second sitting, you also expect that pleasantness to come, right? Automatically. This is the nature of craving. Same thing when you eat some food, just like my experience. Okay, I tell you my experience. When I was in USA one time, my American student bring me just big blueberry pie, just baked, take out from the oven. So when I taste it, wow, my goodness, like heaven food. And I forgot I lose my mindfulness. I do not contemplate that taste is impermanent. I do not contemplate that pleasant feeling is impermanent. Because I have no mindfulness, so I thought I am enjoying. Instead of seeing pleasant feeling, enjoy the food, the delicious of the food, the blue pie. So I identify that pleasant feeling as myself. So I regard it, I myself enjoying. And because of that, this is the first bad effect. Second, I do not contemplate, I'm not mindful of my pleasant feeling. It triggers the craving. So next time when this devotees, American, came to me again, I quickly look at her hand, whether got blue pie or not, whether got blueberry pie or not, but this time no blueberry pie. So I was so disappointed. Why? Because I am not mindful of my pleasant feeling, the trigger craving, and craving take root in my mind. So I keep on longing for it. I just give an example. Same thing, your experience also same. Everybody experience the same. So long you're not mindful, you identify pleasant feeling as myself, or you that pleasant feeling trigger the craving. And you want it more and more. And sometimes you make action. Sometimes you cannot get, you cannot get what you want, you make action to get it. And this is called karma also. When karma is performed, then the cycle of rebirth continue again and again. There's no end to it. So one moment of no mindfulness, you can see the effect. Therefore, mindfulness is extremely important. Okay? And I always tell this story when I give talk. I do not feel shameful to tell my weakness. Okay? And everybody, all my devotees, my disciples, I think they love me very much. For those who listen to my talk, every time they come offering, they bring blueberry pie. Blueberry pie. Until I get so disgusted with blueberry pie, I say, can you stop bringing me blueberry pie or not? Okay, so when you indulge enough, you don't want it anymore, right? Okay. So this is not mindful of pleasant feeling. Now we come to unpleasant feeling. So when unpleasant feeling arises, let's say somebody abuse you, unpleasant feeling, immediately when that abusive word comes to the contact with unpleasant feeling, when the abusive word comes to contact with the ear, and according to dependent origination, because of contact, then feeling arises. At this time, it's unpleasant feeling because object is abusive word. So when unpleasant feeling arises in us, how should we contemplate? Okay. We must aware of the arising of unpleasant feeling. Okay. How how not to identify this unpleasant feeling as myself. This is very important. How not to identify unpleasant feeling as myself. Because somebody abuse me, I also can be mindful, but sometimes I also think that I am the one who feel the unpleasant feeling, right? I still bring in the self. So how not to identify? Contemplate, the accurate or correct contemplation is very important. You should contemplate unpleasant feeling as unpleasant feeling. If you don't contemplate unpleasant feeling as unpleasant feeling, and it becomes unpleasant feeling as myself, it will become like that. Because in our mind, there is strong grasping of self. If you don't contemplate in that way, the Sakayaditi identity view will pop up in the mind and grasp that unpleasant feeling as myself. Therefore, in order to successfully, skillfully give up, push away the self, correct contemplation is crucial, very important. We should contemplate unpleasant feeling as unpleasant feeling. So this remind you, unpleasant feeling, just unpleasant feeling, not myself, doesn't belong to me. Remember? Okay, so when pain arises in you, how should you contemplate? Unpleasant feeling, finish. Yeah, correct. Unpleasant feeling as unpleasant feeling. This is called awareness. Buddha say, pachyanati. No. When Buddha say, when the bhikkhu experience unpleasant feeling, he knows he is experiencing unpleasant feeling. Okay, so you contemplate unpleasant feeling as unpleasant feeling. 苦受纯粹是苦受。 你要加一个纯粹哦，这个纯粹就是告诉你，这个苦是不是我的，不然的话，心会被这个我见带着走。So again, when your eye see something unpleasant, or when your tongue tastes something unpleasant, unpleasant aspect of the food, how should you contemplate? First, mindfulness. With mindfulness, how should you contemplate unpleasant feeling? As this is an unpleasant sound. Testing. Okay, same thing. When your eye sees unpleasant, then unpleasant feeling arise. You have to note. Contemplate unpleasant feeling as unpleasant feeling. Towards the six objects, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and dreaming, or daydreaming, or thinking. Okay, thinking something unpleasant. Then you know unpleasant feeling. How you know unpleasant feeling has a reason? Your mind and body become shrink or become heavy or become wither away, then you know it's unpleasant feeling. Okay? Then how about neither pleasant nor unpleasant? How you know you experience neither pleasant nor unpleasant? According to the Sutta, Buddha say, if you do not feel pleasant, neither you feel pleasant nor unpleasant, then you must know at that moment you are experiencing neither pleasant nor unpleasant. Understand? Okay, so tomorrow I will continue to teach you how to apply Yoniso Manasikara. Today I'm just sharing with you to recognize these three types of feeling and to be mindful of it when they arise, right? Mindful of a pleasant feeling as a pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling as unpleasant feeling, and so on. But not enough, This is not enough yet. In order to thoroughly understand, we have to apply Yoniso Manasikara, which I will continue tomorrow.